Beitza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8. This Mishnah will talk about getting food or drink, liquid, from a friend or even from a merchant. We've already established that you cannot do an act of commerce that would involve speaking out the price of something, and nor can you actually measure it. But if you manage to take the food without speaking about price, nor measuring it out, it's going to be permitted. And therefore, Mishnah is going to say, Omar Adam Lachavero, a person may say to his friend, let's say his friend is even a merchant, Malali Klize, can you please fill up this container so I can have some milk or wine or oil? Avalo Bamida, he cannot specify I want a liter of milk or a 8 ounces of wine. That won't do, because of course that's the measuring out, that's the problem. But the chiddush here, the Tanakam holds, even if this is a cup where everyone knows, the cup, if you fill it up, it's going to be 8 ounces, that's okay. As long as the cup had not been used in the past for measuring, again, in the time of the Mishnah, it was kind of like the good old days where people didn't dispose of things, so they'd reuse the containers. So if this was, the container that we brought to and from the merchant, so then the Tanakhama holds, as long as it hadn't been used to measure in the past, it's a new cup that hadn't yet been used, the fact that everyone knows it's an 8 ounce cup, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haya kli shel mida. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If this is a container where everyone knows exactly the volume of it and how much it can contain, even though it had never been used before, lo yimalenu, you may not use it. And the reason why is because that essentially is measuring out. If the milk comes in containers that are exactly 1 liter each, you take one full container, of course you're taking a liter. That's unacceptable, even if it had never been used to measure before. On that point, the halach is like the Tanakhama, that you could. Now we have a maisa here, a story. Now this maisa is a little confusing because the two people mentioned have the same name. So let's not get confused. There are two people. One is named Abba Shaul ben Bitnes, and Abba Shaul ben Bitnes was a merchant and also Talmid Chacham. And there's also, I'll call him the rabbi, whose name is Abba Shaul, not ben Bitnes. And he was the, let's call him the Gadol Hador. Okay? So maisa once happened, but Abba Shaul ben Bitnes, his custom was Shahayim Malam Midosav Me'erev Yom Tov Venosan Lakochos B'Yom Tov. He would pre-fill his containers on Erev Yom Tov so that he wouldn't need to do the measuring out into the containers, even as was specified in the first part of our Mishnah, on Yom Tov. Meaning, people would come and bring like a new milk carton and have him, Abba Shaul, the merchant, who's also Talmid Chacham, fill it up. But he didn't want to do that on Yom Tov because it's we'll see in a second why. The issue is that he was concerned that he wanted to be machmir on himself. He felt this was too similar to measuring because the cup was a specific amount already, and therefore we did the pre-filling before Yom Tov, so there's no concern about filling a cup of a known size. So he was machmir like that. Abba Shaul, this is the they call him the Gadol Hador, the Rabbi Abba Shaul. Omer, he said, Af b'moed, this Abba Shaul ben Bitnes, the Talmid Chacham merchant, didn't just pre-fill for Yom Tov, but even on Chol HaMoed, he also osachein, he also pre-filled the containers before the clients came, the customers came to take their wine from the containers. Mipnei berurei hamidos, in order to make sure that the customer got exactly what he deserved. Here's the issue. When you pour fresh wine from the barrel, there's like a froth, like bubbles on top. Think of it not unlike pouring, it's different, but think of it not unlike pouring beer from a bottle. So if you want to give someone exactly, let's say a liter of beer, for argument's sake, because we're familiar. So if you pour it, what's going to happen is there'll be like a head of foam on top. If you want to give really a liter, you have to wait for the foam to die down and then fill it up a little more, till you get a full liter of beer. And something similar happened with their fresh wine. There's froth on top from the bubbles. And Abba Shaul ben Bitnes, who was a Talmid Chacham, was during Chol HaMoed, was needing the Beis HaMidrash. Everyone wanted to hear Shirim from him. So he didn't have the time, says Abba Shaul, the rabbi, to do this long process of filling up slowly, make sure the bubbles go away. So he would pre-fill the containers with wine so that when people came to buy, he wouldn't need to waste time because he didn't have enough time to linger around in the shop during Chol HaMoed when he would and was needed to teach in the Beis HaMidrash. So the point here is, this is the same Abba Shaul than bitterness, and it's the same point about him pre-filling containers, but actually it's two totally different points regarding what he was achieving by pre-filling. The first part of the story was he was pre-filling so that he wouldn't need to even look like he's measuring on Yom Tov. The second part was he's pre-filling so he wouldn't have to waste time so he could be fully in the Beis HaMidrash all the time on Chol HaMoed. V'chacham Roman, v'chacham add a third thing, af b'chol. They said even not on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed, just on any old regular Tuesday, Osachein. He would also pre-fill the containers, b'pnei mitzui hamidos. This is a different issue. This is the issue of if Abba Shaul was selling oil. So if you sell oil and, you know, let's say you have a big barrel full of oil and the customer comes in and says, I want 1 liter of oil. So you say, no problem. You take a liter measuring cup, you dip it into olive oil from the barrel and you pour it into this guy's container to take home with him. The problem is, of course, that oil doesn't pour that fast and a lot of it's very, you know, it's adhesive to the side of the, let's call it the ladle that he's dipping in to the barrel. And therefore, even though it'd say the ladle contained a full liter, but the recipient who's getting from ladle into his container won't get a full liter because some of the oil is stuck on the side. So what you have to do is you have to sort of let it drip slowly, slowly, till every last bit of oil comes off the sides of the ladle, the intermediate kli, and into the container that the customer is going to take home with him. So the Chacham said, again, a third thing that Abba Shaul ben Bitnis did to be extra, you know, punctilious, careful regarding halacha is he would pre-fill the containers with oil so that every last drop of the liter would be able to drain out the, we'll call it the ladle, into the container so that they would get every last penny of what they paid for when they paid for a liter of oil. Okay, that's the story of Abba Shaul ben Bitnis, and now we're moving on to a final point here. Holach adam etzel chenvani haragil etzlo. A person on Yom Tov may go to a merchant with whom he is familiar. They're familiar with one another, and therefore the merchant who has stuff to sell will trust the person who's taking what he's taking from the shop, from the merchant, and without having to write anything down. So in other words, the merchant has a shop, the customer says, oh gosh, I have so many guests, I need to get an extra bottle of soda. So he'll go to the merchant's shop, he'll say, can I get in and take a bottle of soda? And since the merchant knows him, he won't write down so-and-so took soda, he just knows it in the back of his head, so-and-so will come in tomorrow after Yom Tov and settle up the score. No need to talk about price, no need to measure things, no need to write anything down. So he's allowed to, in such a scenario, if holach adam etzel chanvani haragel etzlo, you can go to someone who you know very well, va'omerlo, and say to that merchant, tenli beitzim. Now we're going to have a new chiddush. You can go specifically and ask for beitzim, ve'gozim, eggs or nuts, b'minyan. Can you please give me half a dozen eggs? Can you please give me 20 walnuts? And even though that's counting, and that sounds like it's, you know, very close to measuring, it's still permitted to do so. Why? Shekein derech bal habayis liyos mona besoch beso. The issue of measuring is one of udin d'chol, doing weekday activities, and like commercial activities, but a person in his own home, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if he's making food, getting food ready, he would to himself count the number of eggs, perhaps, the number of nuts he's taking, so it shouldn't take too much. And since a person counts these kinds of things even in a non-commercial context, it's not considered to be a commercial uvn d'chol to ask the merchant to give you a specific definite number of eggs or nuts, for example, that's permitted on Yom Tov. And since you're familiar with one another, there's no reason to think that the merchant would write down notes of exactly how many eggs or walnuts were taken.